Here with us now to talk about the lessons maybe not learned from that spectacular meltdown, financial journalist Roger Lowenstein. He wrote the book, When Genius Failed, The Rise and Fall of Long-Term Capital Management. And you write that there was a pattern and there were lessons that could have been learned 10 years ago when long-term capital management failed. What happened? Why didn't Wall Street seem to pay attention to that failure?
Well, in some senses, Madeline, Wall Street's paid not to pay attention, at least in the short term. The biggest lesson, I think, out of the LTCM fiasco was leverage, meaning debt, which is, you know, the same lesson that your father, mother, or grandparents might have told you, which is, you know, don't go too far into hock or you could run into trouble. And but when Wall Street operates on borrowed money, it can make, you know, in the short term a lot more money because firms don't have to use their own capital, so they can just borrow and use other people's capital, and they can make a lot more money as long as things go their way. Lehman, Bear, they were all running with 30 times as much borrowed money as their own assets. So when markets turned strongly against them, you know, they were caught without a place to hide.
Well, did they also look to long-term capital management and see that a bunch of them came to the rescue and bailed out the bank and thought, well, you know, if we get into trouble, then maybe we too will be saved?
The firms, and certainly the firms that lent with them and did business with them, were comforted by both the example of the LTCM rescue, which was orchestrated by the Federal Reserve, although it didn't involve public money, and also by these repeated gestures of the Greenspan Fed and even the Bernanke Fed afterward to lower rates and come to the rescue whenever Wall Street made a mess. There's been quite a long record now of the federal government coming to the rescue of Wall Street. Strangely enough, most of it during a very conservative, supposedly conservative, you know, right-wing administration.
Well, this time they're not doing it with Lehman.
Yeah, I think this is quite a marker, and I think, you know, I think this will have a cathartic effect, and strangely, I think it may have a positive effect. If you sort of think of yourself sort of as a parent, if you let the child know that, you know, every time they fall, they're going to get attention and, you know, 14 Band-Aids for every scrape. You know, some kids, at least, will react by running towards mom. What the Treasury and Fed have said with Lehman by not backing them up to Wall Street is you've got to do it yourself. And I think this could have a cathartic effect in the right direction, that the bleeding may finally stop.
Well, some people have argued that maybe they should have done more to prevent this in terms of federal oversight and regulation.
Well, the origins of this debacle obviously were in the mortgage market. And the Federal Reserve, which governs mortgage issuers, certainly should have done more. And they were warned. And they were soothed, and this is another comparison to the LTCM example of 10 years ago, by these models they had, which showed that you never had every mortgage failing at once. You know, these models, they're great for telling you what happened in the past, but they're very bad at predicting the future.
When these big banks fail, like Lehman Brothers, what happens to all the money that they made, and what happens to, where is it? Where is it now?
Well, the money that they made, you know, was paid out to executives in large part. Richard Fuld ran Lehman for many years, earned $40 million last year. Some of it was paid out in dividends to stockholders. And the amount that, as with any corporation, the amount that wasn't paid out to their own investors or their employees was kept in what's called retained earnings, and that was their capital base. And the trouble with Lehman is that on top of that capital base, they had about 30 times as much money that was borrowed. So the first thing that in a bankruptcy that disappears is those retained earnings. So it's the investors, the owners of Lehman, who will lose first, and I suspect they'll lose everything. And then if that's not enough to pay off creditors, then creditors, people who have lent money to Lehman, will start to lose money as well.
You know, a lot of people are saying that the bonus structure on Wall Street bears a lot to blame, that brokers are lured by these gigantic bonuses that they think they'll get at the end of the year to act in ways that are too risky.
I think that's a very good point. I think the bonus structure is terribly at fault, because if you think about executives who made 10, 20, 30, even 40 million, as Richard Fuld did last year, their personal dynamic is, well, for them to roll the dice knowing that maybe some year it could be catastrophic, the result for them personally is not that catastrophic. For society, it's very bad if Lehman has three great years and then goes bankrupt. But, you know, for an executive who maybe has earned now 30, 50, 80 million over 3 years, Okay, so it goes bankrupt in the fourth year. They're still riding high. They keep their profits. The problem with our system for personal compensation is that it's too short-term, so that these executives are rewarded for their bets coming home each year and sometimes each quarter, when they should be held to account for how the firm does over a long period.
So, again, is anyone paying attention to these lessons, and will they be learned?
I think people always learn the immediate lesson. For instance, in the wake of long-term capital lending to hedge funds, after the dot-coms toppled, there was less speculation in those sorts of zany, unproven high-tech firms. But it's very hard for Wall Street to draw the general lesson and say, gee, maybe it's not speculation here or there, but it's speculation in general, or it's not loaning to this sort of activity or loaning to that sort of activity, but it's this high level of lending in general that can get me into trouble, or it's not models in the bond markets, as LTCM used, it's not models in mortgage markets, it's these models with their guise of perfection in general that get you into trouble. It's very hard for Wall Street to draw a general lesson, particularly because someone's always coming around saying, with a new thing, well, this time it's different.
Roger Lowenstein is the author of the book, When Genius Failed, The Rise and Fall of Long-Term Capital Management. Roger Lowenstein, thank you very much.
Madeline, it was a pleasure.